a super group of sorts there. From the another Hal Wilner production, yeah. Hal Wilner and John Telfer. Lost in the Stars, the music of Kurt Vile. And that was the Alabama song. Featuring Ralph Schuckett with Richard Butler, Bob Doro, Ellen Shipley, and John Peterson. And we did a drawing here for the Dinosaur Jr. CD and the Under the Double Eagle Western Swing Collection, did we not, Tara?
Yes, we did, and Eric Fusco is the lucky winner of the Dinosaur Jr.
You know, it's 10:30,
CD Experience, and John Vartanian, the lucky winner of the Western Swing CD. Congratulations to both our winners, John and Eric. And there's many other good prizes coming up soon. And then the old Codgers is coming up, and he's going to be giving away some good prizes.
What, are you leaving the game?
Codge?
We're playing a game here. You can't walk out in the middle of the hand.
Well, anyway, the old Codger will be giving away some great prizes here. Although I... Codger?
Yeah, it's 10:30. It's 10:34. Okay, look.
Do you have any informational notes as to the prizes that are beginning... The Codger will be giving away?
What do they want, my 78? I'm not giving it to them.
Just, no, look, we took care of the prizes. Just hold on, will you? Okay, look, the old Codger is coming on, and he's brought along a bunch of his cronies who are going to be... Look, you guys, you got to answer phones, okay? When people call, just read... Can you guys read those instructions? Explain to them what they have to do if people call. Look, the old Codger, who does a show here once a month, he's this old geezer from East Orange, with a great collection of 78 RPM records, will be programming the next 45 minutes or so. And he'll be giving away some... What's he giving? I don't understand this. He's giving away cassette tapes? He'll explain this.
Oh, well,
anyway. He's giving
rare
away cassette
78 tapes. Codger, it says here the information that I have. Old Codger, rare 78 tapes. Like, I guess not available anywhere?
No. He's also giving away collections of Bessie Smith and Bob Wills and Fats Waller. So.
Great.
Come on
totally.
In.
Hello, everybody. Rummy, come on, get on mic. Rummy.
What do you want? Listen, I got pledges.
Red,
what are
you
doing? I'm
reveling to your pledges.
Stop! Get away from our pledges.
Big Shay, come on.
Good guy, you looking.
Yeah, short Codger here. WFMU, East Orange. Where we finally taken over here. Look at that woman, will you? Tara.
I want to ask you something.
Mother, honey, mama.
You're leaving the game.
Don't worry about it.
What?
I got it. I'm under control.
Do you always come into? Do you always do your radio shows undressed like that, young lady?
What? I'm fully
look what she's
dressed.
Wearing, Rummy.
I got a chance to touch it, Bill.
Yeah, you touched it. Good.
What?
Say if she's rare. She looks like a mannequin.
Shut up.
Well, this is your Codger here, WFMU. Now, look, let's prove once and for all what sort of programming can raise money for this radio station. Okay? You've heard the crap that Irwin character's been programming. And I've heard his radio show every so often. He refers to me as senile.
No, couldn't be.
He is an embryo.
You're not senile, you're a jike.
Shut up, Red. I brought my friends.
How could you leave a game?
Charlie Reznikoff's here. You call him Bixie, named after Bix Beiderbecke. And Chester Butler, but you can call him Red. And Rummy. Rummy!
What?
Rummy's my oldest friend. I've known Rummy for, 90 or so years.
7 years.
Yeah, Rummy. I want you guys to handle the telephone. I don't trust these young people. If our listeners call up, they're going to pledge they have a lot of money.
These kids have been doing that. That's all the kids today are fit to do is answer the phone.
Now, look, I have a problem. I'll be playing some 78 RPM records, too, some wonderful music by the Duncan sisters and Louis Jordan, and we got some Fats Waller. We'll be programming it. So just shut up. Rummy, shut up. Eat your pizza. Don't stop the game.
201-266-7911. Please call us up and give us a pledge. You can have a chance to win a Fats Waller compact disc.
My listeners have rotary dial phones.
And,
Be sure you put your fingers in the right holes.
How are we supposed to play poker with three guys? What is this?
Look,
and
be
the Bessie Smith
program.
Collection.
Try to raise money for the radio station
on album.
Good cause. Is how they tell
anyone anybody that calls between now and the next time we go on mic has a chance to win the Fats Waller Lowdown Papa CD or the Bessie Smith album. 201-266-7911 pledge for the Codge.
Now look, I have to explain something. I'm going to be giving away. I wanted to give away collections to my listeners of the Duncan Sisters and some 78 RPM records, but they told me that the listeners of this radio station don't own Victrolas. I had duplicates of a number of Louis Jordan 78s, and they said, Codger, you can't give away 78s. They'll break in the mail, and the listeners don't have Victrolas. And I found that... It's very difficult to believe. Everybody I know How many people in that room have wind-up Victrolas? Raise your hand.
I have one. Right,
I got two of them.
Oh, man, everybody, they all raised their hands.
Everybody that came down here with me, yours is the only format known that works.
201-266-7911.
Didn't I see you at the baby doll lounge?
Okay.
Didn't I, hey, girl,
Red, lay off her just a little bit. She's kind of young.
Didn't I see you at the baby doll?
I know. We love younger women, usually 45 or 50.
Not much.
So.
Okay.
come on. That chick's too young to fry. Come on.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm not going to touch
it. You couldn't handle me.
Look, I wouldn't touch a cassette player, but Mr. David Newmangarden, who's the program director here, who told me he would take my 78s and have them transcribed to a cassette. So he's going to put together a cassette collection of the Codgers' favorite 78 RPM records, plus a Duncan Sisters premium tape, and he will give one of these to anybody who pledges $50 or more. On the old Codger program right now.
Codger? So just, Codger, just for clarification, you're...
Yes, I can hear you. I may be old, but I'm not deaf.
You know, all the members of the mob.
Just for clarification,
mob,
you'll be giving away
there,
what
mob.
Things in the next few minutes?
Yes, we're going to play some music, too, you know.
Okay.
We're not just going to talk.
I guess...
The point of this radio station, of course, is all the great music that we have to play. The glorious 70s.
So you're going
to
be giving away what, Duncan Sisters and old Codger tapes?
Yes, I'll be playing some Duncan Sisters. Of course, my listeners know all about the Duncan Sisters, Rosetti and Vivian Duncan. They're the greatest, one of the greatest singing duos ever.
Oh,
201-266-7911.
Are we giving you a headache, young lady? Old Codger rare 78 tape and Duncan Sisters premium tape. Is that how it works? I'm a little confused here.
Look, can we play some music?
Please,
201. I want to get back to the poker game.
266-7911.
Okay, here's a great recording by Louis Jordan.
Okay.
Go to your telephone and call.
Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. And it's clearly understood by fools like me. While you're sitting on a chair, feeling nice and cozy there, you're not really sitting on a chair, you're sitting on a tree. Somebody yelled timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Every stick of furniture that you may see. There's that gorgeous TV set with its lovely cabinet. It's not sitting in a cabinet, it's sitting in a tree. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Don't get the wrong idea, ain't nothing free. Bill collectors by the score come a-knocking on your door. They're not really knocking on your door, they're knocking on a tree. Somebody yelled timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's the door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Anything from pine to rich mahogany. When you're laid to rest, they weep while you're buried 6 feet deep. You're not really buried in a coffin, you're buried in a tree. Somebody yelled timber, timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Don't start bringing me down, please listen to me. Everything that's made of wood, yes, it's still a tree.
Don't believe a thing you hear, nor half of what you see. That's what Mother said to me. when I was a kid of three. Now I know that she was right, right in every way. In the papers every day, here's what the headlines say. Chorus girls are darn good cooks, that's a lot of bunk. And politicians are not crooks, that's a lot of bunk. Two girls took two boys in their car, and when they got out pretty far, the boy said, stop or we'll tell Ma. That's a lot of bunk. Father, get the hammer, there's a fly on baby's head. Hit, taxi drivers never cheat, now that's a fabrication. Cops are always on their beat, why that's a lot of hokum. I took a showgirl out with me, you dined at Café de Paris. She said, I'll just take cake and tea. That's a lot of bunk. She knocked my apartment, and so I knocked her flat, 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 flat. Waiters never take a tip. That's a lot of B-U-N-K-O. Conductors never dip. That's a lot of B-U-N-K-O. Only just the other day, I phoned 2,000 miles and say, I got my number right away. That's a lot of bunk. We've got a goat without any nose, but gosh, how he can smell. This fool song has got no sense when all is said and done, but I think it's lots of fun, and we've only just begun. Don't you think our audience will think that we're a bore? Well, I hope they don't get sore, 'cause we're gonna sing some more. My landlord's a poor old gent, and he never raised the rent. The cats in all the yards, oh my, they sing so sweet, they sing so high, I love to hear their lullabies. Throw a sponge in the water, then you'll see something swell. Well, 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 well. Rich men lead an awful life, that's a lot of bunk. Every man's true to his wife, that's a lot of... be careful. The soldiers fought for you and me, they fought for our liberty. They'll get their bonus, wait and see. That's a lot of bunk. Automobiles come from China, because they go honk, 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 honk. Everybody loves to die, that's a lot of bunk. Little babies never cry, that's a lot of bunk. I met a tramp whose funds were low, I listened to his tale of woe, and said, poor man, take all my dough. That's a lot of bunk. We have apples, we have pears, yes, we have no fruit. Bunk, bunkity bunk, 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 bunk.
Well, that was pretty wonderful, wasn't it? Well, that was something, let me tell you. Hey, Rummy! Rummy! Where's Rummy Delmartin?
What do you want? What do you want?
Rummy, come over here. Rummy, you remember the Happiness Boys, don't you?
Billy Jones and Ernie Hay.
Ernie and Billy.
What a bunch of guys they were.
God, they were terrific. You know, you have to speak into the microphone.
Oh, is that a microphone?
This is a microphone. You remember, Bing Crosby invented
that
one.
Look at this thing. Is this a microphone? What's this thing for?
Don't. You don't wear that thing. It looks like a little condom for the microphone. Little topical humor there. I know people think the codger's out of it. He doesn't know.
Oh, God!
I dropped one of the Billy Jordan 78s.
He's playing CDs, kids. Don't you believe him. He's following in here.
However, I have a little secret.
What's that?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say we heard Louis Jordan. Oh, the great Louis Jordan, one of the greatest recording artists ever, doing everything that's made of wood. And Ernest Jones and Billy Hare.
Plastic.
Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, I can't remember, the Happiness Boys, doing That's a Lot of Bunk, which was an Edison recording. And I'm the old codger. My real name is Courtney Edison, of course. I live in my bunker on Springdale Avenue here in East Orange, and I have my great 78 RPM record collection. And
Jim,
Mr.
Let me see that.
Look at that one over here.
That's a ukulele
Ike. Isn't that terrific?
Woogie,
don't drop it. Don't drop it. Very fragile. Very fragile. Of course, Rummy knows the condition of these records.
Yes,
to tell you. Anyway, Mr. David Newmangarden, who's let me come down here and do the radio show once a month. Not often enough. I could program this radio station 24 hours a day. You got some Jewish program in the morning. Who the hell listens to that stuff? I can't believe some of the crap you have this stuff on Thursday.
Erwin!
This Alan...
I mean, Codger!
Alan Watts, I heard, did you hear this Alan Watts guy?
Alan Watts, he's that crazy guy, isn't he?
I know this Alan Watts. I heard this guy ranting on about floating through the cosmic flux. Something about Buddhism. What the hell? Don't the program directors of this station understand the music that people want to hear? Which is the great old music, 78 RPM records. But first, I have something to...
David Newmangarden actually wanted you to be pitching right now.
He asked
I find
me
that very to difficult
to try to raise
believe,
money
Codger.
For the radio station because he says that I get lots of fan mail. He doesn't give me any of it. But he says I'm getting an awful lot of mail.
It's because you're legally blind, you joint. You can't read.
That's Red. That's Red Butler. Very funny, Red. I can read the fine print on this label. I can read the matrix number. As a matter of fact, look at that.
Yes, yapping, yapping, yapping. You like the sound of your own voice.
So anyway, look.
Some people to thank here.
Look, Terry, you're a very nice young lady. I really appreciate you doing all the bookkeeping here. I think that's one thing women are cut out for is bookkeeping.
Uh-huh,
just to keep your hands off of these 78 RPM records.
Okay.
I greatly appreciate it.
I got a book for you to keep, Conjure, okay?
Can you like my Garza Vega?
What
were you saying?
Oh, never mind. Oh, never mind. I'd like to thank Richard... Grazidi and a nice t-shirt size pledge there, and he wins the Bessie Smith collection bring an album, okay? And we'd like to thank Neil O'Shea. He wins the Bob Willis McKinney Sisters.
Bob Willis. God, don't these people know anything?
I don't know.
Why couldn't they give me somebody who knew the music I was going to be playing? Give me a shot of that, will you? I need it.
Gosh. And I'd like to thank Hank Arakilian.
Oh. Hey, what are you doing? What's with the door? What is wrong?
He pledged, you know?
Hey,
and Kasha,
great. Hey, don't you know how to enter a room?
Kasha.
Enter like a woman, would you? Would you enter?
Codger?
Hey, got a couple of honeys there, huh?
Hank Arakilian pledged $78 in honor of your 78th show.
I don't know him.
Arakilian.
Well, I'm sure he's probably got a big troll at home.
I bet you
sorry, Hank, they're going to be sending you a cassette of this music. It says that what an obscenity.
And he also wins the Fats Waller collection.
He wants it. I'm not just giving away Fats Waller. You're kidding me?
He won it. He won it already.
No way.
If you were paying attention, instead of carousing, you would know what was going on in here.
Look, you people, here's your phone number, 201-266-7911. You call up and you make a pledge. You can pledge money for the radio station, but look, just between you and me, any money that comes in on this program, I'm going to get it. I'm going to make sure they give it to me. Don't pledge to this radio station.
2-1-2-6-7-9-1-1.
I will get the money and I will use it. As I mentioned a month ago, I will use it to buy people's 78 RPM record collections.
Codger.
And I will keep them. I'll preserve
Codger.
This great... What? What do you want? What?
We're having a fun drive
Hello.
Here.
Oh, that's it. The young lady who comes on after me. What's her name?
Diane
the lady
Ferris.
With the tattoo on her back.
Diane's kamikaze Very fun nice. Machine.
Hey, Courtney, I got a Kennedy joke for you.
Go ahead, you got a Kennedy.
Kennedy. How many Kennedys does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Oh, jeez. I can't remember now. I forgot. It was pretty good when I heard it.
Kennedys. What the hell else are Kennedys good for except making jokes about them?
Screwing light bulbs and screwing other things, you know?
Look, I want you to do me a favor.
That's the height
Look, just do me a favor. The real reason I brought my cronies down tonight.
What was that?
The real reason I got Rummy, Red, and Bixie down here tonight is this fella, Chris T. If you see him, he hit me the other night. He slugged me and knocked me out. I was down here at the radio station trying to get people to pledge money on some other fella's show. And this Chris T. fella, he's a little bruiser, really. He's got a small...
Yeah, I know. I've heard that Chris T.'s a big bully.
No, but he's got a very small inbred brain.
Yeah, he does have a small inbred brain.
Anyway, if you see him here, I'm going to clobber him. I brought down some big band 78s. I hate this big band. I have a Tommy Dorsey record here. I'm going to hit him over the head with it.
Okay.
You let me know if you see him. He's going to get
well,
it.
If I see Christy, right, I'll be sure to let you know.
Yeah. Courtney, Rummy, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you.
Please help me. Just Rummy, just let me. Red, let me know if you see him.
201-266-7911. Any pledges now is a vote for the Codger.
Cool.
So 201 and WFMU. $10 pledge puts you in the running for Codger. Do you know what we're in the running now for?
What are you talking about? You're supposed to handle all that stuff.
Okay.
Just get on a tabletop. What are you doing over there?
Well, his codger's got a 78
tape.
Terry,
my friend's getting out of hand.
What?
Speaking of hands.
I think they would...
Oh, this is regular way it
should
be.
They would, if they used their hands more, they wouldn't be getting out of hand. They wouldn't be so wound up,
I think.
You know
anything about the pain of arthritis, do you? Do you?
You don't know pain.
201-266-7911. Look, we're going to play some music. I got another 78 here. I've got a wonderful 78 by the Duncan sisters.
Play something good here.
And then, oh, Rob, Red wanted to hear some Howlin' Wolf. Oh, we got some Howlin' Wolf, sure.
Oh, great.
We'll play that in a little while. I'm going to play a Duncan sister 78 right now. We'll be giving away a very obscene, I hate it, cassette. Oh, toy! Toy on cassettes. Toy on 8-tracks and CDs and vinyl. LPs. The only format is a 78 RPM record. Just like this one. Right here. Oh, come in.
Bang on a cassette.
And we'll be giving away a cassette collection of the Duncan sisters. And here's one of the selections that you can hear on that cassette. These are the Duncan sisters right here.
201-266-7911.
Who's this guy?
This guy, Brian.
got your mane that you don't like. What you get? Again.
Just put in my microphone. That's all you gotta do. Beth, hello. Beth, we're back here at the WFMU fundraising marathon that was held in Wolf. Chester Burnett. You can call him Mr. Burnett or Mr. Wolf if you like. And a wonderful old recording called 300 Pounds of Joy here on the Old Codger program. And we heard from the Duncan sisters, the Heavenly Duncan sisters, Rosetta and Vivian Duncan. And they did a Kinky Kids Parade. And we'll be giving away a cassette collection of the greatest hits of the Duncan sisters. Anybody who pledges $50 or more during the Codger program. Hey, come on, hold the game up, guys. I'm not there. Hold on. One hand's out. Hold on. We're good. Anybody who calls and makes a pledge of $50 or more while the Codger's on the air will get a cassette collection either of the Duncan sisters, if you want, or you can have the Codger 78 Rarities tape. Again, these are 78 RPM recordings, which will be transferred to cassette by Mr. David Newman Garden himself. I will not touch cassette equipment. No way.
Mr. Courtney Edison.
That's me.
A.K.A. Old Codger. Yes.
What sort of music do you like, young lady?
I love what you play, basically.
Really?
And everything else.
She's young, but she's got good taste.
Exactly. We have some people to thank. A whole bunch of old fogies to thank here. We have Chuck Purcell to
Foggy,
thank.
She calls him. Fogies. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I lost my pancreas.
Hey. Whoa, oh, man. It's Chris T. Chris, don't come in here, Chris.
Why?
Hey, Chris.
Don't come in here. Seriously,
hello,
man.
Hello.
They're out to get
Chris,
you.
Chris, my old friend.
They're out to get you.
Oh, it's you.
Chris.
They were talking about kicking your butt, Chris.
That's the guy.
The old dude.
That's the guy.
What are you going to do about it?
That's the guy that knocked me out the other night.
What are you going to do?
Take care of him, Rummy. Rummy used to be a Gold Gloves champion, you know. He was a welterweight.
What are you doing with that record, hey?
Hit him with the big band record. That's right. Hit him over the head.
Hey, put... Ow!
Hit him! That's right! Hit him again! Yeah, hit him with that Tommy Dorsey record.
Punk. And here's one for Tommy Dorsey.
Take
that. What was that you said about
Tommy? Oh, look at that. He's bleeding. Tragic.
Right,
give the man a band-aid.
All right, I'm leaving.
Just get the hell out of here. No way, you're not welcome.
Come on. Get out of here. Come on.
Wait, hold on.
Kick his butt.
Hold him down.
Kick Christie's
butt. Make him eat the shards of the record.
Get out of here.
Kick him extra hard for me.
Yeah,
for the women of the world.
Courtney, what the hell does Trump?
Why didn't you make him eat this?
Yeah.
Eat the slivers of that record. Shove him down
his throat.
The hell with him. I hope he's...
You all right there, Red?
I hope he's mortally wounded.
Yeah, that bastard hit me on the way out.
Chris T's still listening. There's a first aid kit in the kitchen.
This guy got what he deserved.
He certainly did.
He's a hooligan.
He certainly is.
You know, he hit me the other night. I came down. He knocked me out is what he did.
Exactly. I know. He's a...
I mean, it's not about my third set of dentures as it is, and he knocked out. I need a fourth set of dentures now. The hell with him. And who needed those Darcy records anyway? I brought them down just to hit him over the head with him. We got him.
Anyway, did we thank Chuck Purcell?
All revenge is so sweet.
And we'd like to thank Davilia Bob DeMella. Bob.
The boogie woogie Santa
Claus. Codger?
Yeah,
comes in here, breaks it up.
Gray Gordon.
Can I have your attention span for one second? Oh.
What do you want?
It's Maynard.
Hold on, I'm enjoying some sweet revenge here. That's very sweet.
I can slice his belly open if you want me to. I slice his belly open. You want me to?
Yeah, sure.
Give me the white.
Just go out. He's probably he's probably out in the parking lot licking his wounds. Runs out with his tail between his legs.
Anyway, Bob.
You see him run like a little pup? And we got him.
Codger? Bob says that he records the old codger
Rummy.
And sends it to
Rummy, give me another
his
shot.
Friends and family.
Bring the flask over here.
Oh, poor Bob.
There you go. Courtney, take a load of this. Boy, that bastard did.
Oh, wow.
That's good, isn't it? Isn't that good?
Oh,
that's
God. Good. Yeah. Strong. Yeah. Boy, that's
and
that's
Brian Chattel.
More of a wallop than
all terrain. Very large size pledges. All two T-shirt size plus Edison tribute LP size pledges.
Who the hell wants one of those T-shirts?
Get
that's the, garbage. The old
T-shirt.
Old codger tapes as well. T-shirts?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Will somebody get me a stick to beat back these old men?
Things coming out of his
ears. Hey, look, you got it. He's scared. Hey, come on. You're scaring the young lady. Hey.
Hey, bring back the celluloid collar. What was wrong with that? What was wrong with the celluloid collar?
Yeah, bring back the ice.
What's wrong with it?
Bring back the ice
wagon. Celluloid collar?
Yeah.
You terrific, you
bring back silent movies.
You're
bring
too
back
young to remember that, Gailey.
Bring back Eric von Stroheim. Bring back DeMille. Bring back D.W. Griffith, the great Hollywood directors.
Bike of a Nation. Bike of a Nation.
What
has
a great
movie
film. Wasn't that wonderful?
The Wizard of Oz.
Theda Barra.
What you in that? Courtney.
Clara Bow. Great actors and actresses of yesterday.
2-1-2-6-7-9-1-1. WFMU. Upsell a college.
Look, I'm
East
running
Orange,
out of time.
Jersey,
they're going to the take me off at 11:15. I didn't get nearly Orange enough time as some of these buffoons.
91.1 is the frequency in the middle of our fundraising marathon here, our annual.
Well, it's your codger here, and you can hear me probably in a few weeks during a regular program. I'll be a regular program chock full of the great old music to say, hey, look, Rummy, I lost my pancreas. Can you go see if I left it out? See if I left it out in the parking lot there, will you? Seems to be, so I knew there was something missing.
Codger, how much longer are you going to be here?
What?
For another half an hour?
What's the matter? Can't you take us?
Well, what are you going to do? You going to come over here and tell me to leave, huh?
We've got a meeting. tomorrow night. You want to join us? It's a GWA meeting. Geriatrics with Attitude. We're having a meeting tomorrow night. You're invited if you want.
You know, we're all members of the mob, the miserable old bastards. You know this. Miserable old bastards.
Isn't he a card? Isn't he a card?
Oh, he's a card, all right.
You remember when we met? We met at the 1964 World's Fair. It was at the Belgian Pavilion making Belgian waffles. You remember that? And he came over and he asked me for the waffles and the recipe. I remember that.
That's great. Yeah. Good old days. We can lapse into nostalgic reverie very easily.
Lapse into
right,
a coma.
Right. Wait, I'm lapsing into nostalgic reverie. Just a second. Wait a minute. I'm recalling the good old days.
2-1-2-6-7-9-1-1.
Olympic Park.
Is the pledge number. Please call.
When the sidewalks of New York.
We thank you for your support.
When the sidewalks of New York were clean and safe.
2-1-2-6-7-9-1-1.
They have all these immigrants. Ah, oh, remember the good old days.
It was clean.
Well, anyway.
Clean
Meet me in Dreamland. You have Meet Me in Dreamland? You gonna play that?
Let me see if I can dig that one up. I got some Helen Kane coming up here. That's right. I got some Helen Kane.
You know, old codger?
What?
Yeah, you like that old music? Do you think you could play some Dorsey Brothers or Artie Shaw?
Oh,
for me?
Gosh, you watch some
what
big
is that
band
crap, Dorsey?
Big band crap. What do you
what
want
about
to take
Paul
us back
White
to the Meadowbrook or something? She recalls it. What do you know what you want to do is listen to
That's
Danny
all
Stiles.
Music. That's what you old guys listen to,
Look,
right?
Look, there's a guy by the name of Danny Stiles, okay?
Yeah.
He's totally senile. The guy is wiped out. He does a program on another station. You can tune into him and hear all the Darcy Brothers you want.
I just figured that's what you guys would like.
Yeah, we had a Darcy Brothers 78. We broke it over that guy's head.
Hey, Courtney.
Yeah. We're still laughing.
Yeah, what do you want, Red? Yeah, Red. What do you
want? Styles fella.
Hey.
He's next. He's next.
He's
Styles
a punk.
Fella. He's next.
Danny Stiles can't lick fat.
He does more commercials than he plays records.
I know. And the music he plays stinks. It stinks, Frank.
Exactly.
It stinks. We've got a great old 78 here from Head and Kane. So anybody wants to call up and pledge for the old Cotton
26679.
You can show these young.
Do you have any Vera Lynn? Vera Lynn?
Yes, I got some Vera Lynn here. Let me go dig it up.
201-26679.
That's Mildred Bailey.
Anyone that pledges $50.
Pennsylvania.
Got some Red Norvo, Mildred Bailey.
Anyone that pledges $50 or more within the next half an hour can automatically get a great Duncan Sisters premium tape, specially made by the old codger.
No, I'm not making those tapes.
Did you make a tape?
No, I wouldn't touch them.
Of really rare, phenomenal stuff. 201-266-791.
He's coming.
What?
What do you do for $50? We're asking.
A Duncan Sisters premium tape. You can't afford me.
Come over here. Come over here.
I got $20. What do you got? How much money you got?
Right, I'm in the mood for some tabletop dancing. You know what I mean?
Let's see.
It's about your speed, though.
Looking up
skirts.
Come
on,
give me
a
we
got to give the people some music.
Yes.
They got to understand what they're pledging for.
Yes, $50 more. Get the great old codger, too.
They can hear some great music and hear what the old codger show would be like if you didn't have to pitch for money. 201-266-7911. Here's some music from Helen Kane.
There's lots of things that I don't like, sweetheart, it's true. But then I changed my mind with just one smile from you. I love you from the very start. Yes, I'd do anything for you, sweetheart. Though I don't like turnips, I can't stand turnips, and I hate turnips, it's true. But if you say turnips, then I eat catnip, say I'd do anything for you. Though I don't like dancing, I can't stand dancing, and I hate dancing, it's true. But if you say go dance, I'd even toe dance, so I'd do anything for you. I can't stand that place. I hate Niagara, it's true. But if you say Niagara, then we'll go to Pittsburgh. Oh, I'd do anything for you. Though I don't like bananas, I can't stand bananas. And I hate bananas, it's true. But if you sing tenor, then I'll sing bananas. Oh, I'd do anything for you. Though I don't like Swiss cheese, I can't stand Swiss cheese. The holes make me nervous, that's true. But if you play the banjo, then I'll play the Swiss cheese. Oh, I'd do anything for you. Sweetheart, can't you see what you mean to little me? Though I don't like weddings, so I can't stand weddings. And I hate weddings, it's true. But if you say a wedding, then we'll get married. Oh, I'd do anything for you. Thank you. them wheels, but you do, so I do anything for Papa, but I'll
How do you do? How do you do?
Who the hell put that
I
on?
I offer my hand
Take
to you. Use good manners.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Come on, I thought you were playing a fetch water. Rummy, what'd you do? You switched the labels on this. You gave me,
that's number 14.
You gave me some kiddie record.
That's number 14.
I didn't want to hear it. What the hell are you trying to do to me?
That's number 14.
Throwing off my radio program. Yeah, I was supposed to get people to call. They're not going to. The kids are asleep, you know. Well, anyway, that was Helen Kane. And what did we hear? Where? Did I do anything for you? Well, we're just asking you to do a little bit for us, to pledge some money.
2-1-2-6-6-7-7-7.
Young lady, do you have any people that have pledged?
Yes, I have. I'd like to thank Jennifer Connolly.
I'd like to thank Jennifer, too.
And Jennifer automatically gets the great old codger Duncan Sisters collection tape there.
Courtney, she has a nice thing to say about you. I'll tell you about it after we're off the air.
But we're not getting as many pledges for the old codger as we should, I think. I mean, you know, 201-266-7911.
Look, I'm going to stay on a little longer, young lady. I don't care about that Irwin fellow.
Really?
Nobody wants you. Did you? Why did you hear? Look. I've got a couple of Paul Whiteman 78s. You can hit him over the head with these. Knock him out, okay?
Not if Bix is on him.
No, Bix is not. Oh, no. Hey, young lady.
Yes?
You ever hear of Bix Beiderbecke?
Sure.
Well, did you know Charlie Reznikoff over there, my friend Charlie, was named after Bix. We call him Bixie Reznikoff. He knew. He used to play softball. Well, not softball. What do you call that ball? Sandlot ball with Bix Beiderbecke. Look, you people,
2-1-2-6-7-9-1-1.
You can support the radio station.
Make a pledge for the old codger and for the old station.
You'll be supporting WFMU, the only station.
Our marathon.
I have to say one thing in favor of this radio station. They have good taste enough to let the old codger to bring me the flask, will you?
Can we do this every Wednesday night, play poker here?
Well, who's on the phone?
Yeah, what do you want? I'm relaying this over the phone. They found your pancreas.
Who is it? Rummy, who is it?
In a dumpster.
What about a dumpster? Give me the flash.
It's behind a gap in the East Village.
That's good, isn't it?
You're going to want it?
What?
You better put it in a cab.
Get
it,
that's called a telephone.
Give the driver a good tip, all right?
Never seen him wanting to push buttons.
You
never
saw one.
They found my pancreas? Yeah. Oh, good. I'm trying to put it on ice, will you?
Yeah, sending it on a cab.
Okay, put it in ice. Those things go bad pretty quickly. You leave them out.
With the
What do you want?
Yeah, I got one tip for you.
Yeah, Red, what?
This rummy fella, he still hasn't mastered the hydromatic transmission. Don't let him touch any records. Don't let him touch anything in there. All right?
With a pledge of $50 or more, you automatically get one of the great old codgers, Duncan Sisters, premium tapes. And for just $10 more than that, it's $60 pledge, you get 2 t-shirts and our full-color bumper sticker, refrigerator magnet, and air freshener, and Erwin's great, I mean, I should say old codgers, Duncan says, these men.
Why do you keep confusing me with Erwin?
I don't know.
I look like Erwin?
No, you look nothing like Erwin.
Jesus Christ.
You're much more handsomer than
Thank you
Erwin.
Very much. I knew this woman had.
I'm still trying to figure out if she's wearing any underwears. Never mind the wig.
Yeah,
she's wearing any underwears.
You got to excuse Randy. He's a little bit randy this evening.
I don't get out that often.
Get a magazine.
He's always over in my bunker every night listening to 78.
You can read that picture. That's what she does.
Look, I got a song. I got a record here.
Just stand up and turn around slowly once. Just do that.
Look, you people out there, you can call 201-266-7911. You can win $50 or more and win a tape of the old codger 78s, or you can get a Duncan Sisters tape, and I will not make the tape. Mr. Newman Garden will. I wouldn't touch that vile technology. But here's a song. This expresses the way we often feel when we're over, you know, at the GWA meetings. This is a song called Gals Don't Mean a Thing.
201-266-7911.
Oh, come on. Get it right. They must be around here somewhere. There it is. Come on, play it.
Do it. You can do it.
Call and make a pledge now.
Figure these turntables out.
The
blues don't mean nothing in my young life. Somewhere, somehow I lose. The gals don't mean nothing in my young life. Somewhere, somehow I lose her. Never a care, never a tear, never a heartache that I can't bear. So sweetheart, please don't try to make me blue, 'cause I can't love you like you want me to.
Oh, yeah, the gals don't mean a thing. Do they? The hell with them. Who needs them? That was Kurt Massey, another great 78, from the old codger.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened? The Terry baby's gone.
What's that? Well, I can't hear you. These things are stupid, the goddamn things.
Well, anyway, I've been told the old codger, they held up the tea sign, meaning it's time for the old codger to say goodbye.
Forget it. That Erwin ain't coming back.
No?
No.
You mean I can continue the program?
Well, he's still not untied yet. Go ahead.
What happened to the Chris T character?
He's still outside. He's picking up his teeth. We got him. He's picking pieces of record out of his
Introduce him to introduce him to dentures early.
Dentures. Yeah.
Hey, anybody up? Who called and played?
That was Annie DiGiacomo.
Hey, Annie, baby.
She lives in Wayne.
Oh, we love you, Annie.
Yeah, she says she wants Erwin to know it's time for happy birthday. So everybody out there, pledge for Erwin on his birthday.
Oh, Erwin's having a birthday, huh?
Yeah, I think we should tie him up again just for that.
That Erwin fella is a joke. I told you that.
Just stick some candles in his ears and light them. And then blow him out. Probably blow his brains out at the same time.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you whisper in her ear?
I was just telling her something about Erwin. I told her how old Erwin was. Erwin is a lot older than he looks. And all that little punk, I tell you, he's over the hill and he doesn't know it.
But look, Terry, we have these people who pledged. Some of them won the tape, and some of them will win the prizes that we were supposed to give away. I guess we didn't keep the records very straight, did we?
No, we didn't.
Well, I'm terribly sorry.
Here, talk into the microphone, girly. Get out, lean over closer to me. I'm over here.
Annie automatically
Yeah. He's looking down a shite. I told you. He's looking down a shite.
I'm looking into the future.
A Duncan sister is
What'd you say, girly? Okay, get a little closer. Come on.
Wait a minute.
What is she drinking? Water. Give her it. Hey,
I gave her a little bit of money.
Red, give her the flash.
Tape, compiled by the old Codger himself.
Yeah, we got something here. It's real good for your throat.
I got something for your throat.
Rummy, you slay me.
Oh, we listen to who he's talking. Give me this. Yeah, try some of this, Squirrely. That's what that is. It's water.
That's social lubricant.
Yeah, it's water.
It's social lubricant.
H2O. Goes down real smooth.
Yeah.
Take a sip, young lady.
That's courtesy of... Courtesy of red. Courtesy of red.
Straight out of the well.
You like that. Great water, huh?
Yeah.
You ain't going to that well too much.
Yeah, great
Careful,
water.
Careful, you might fall in it.
All right. You want your microphone back, Garley? Come and get it right here.
Look, I don't want to get in trouble. You know, Mr. Newman Garden could be
Mr.
out there
Newman.
Listening.
I'm not saying no dirty words.
No, they want me to get off. They want to
Oh, yeah? Pow. Oh, he was here helping Irwin on time.
You got to listen to that crap music again now.
Now we're going home. We'll get the hell out of here. We'll go over to
Harris
Diner. Yeah,
we'll go play some real cards.
We'll go to the Harris Diner, okay?
Yeah.
Go to the Harris.
Oh, I wish I could go with you guys.
You can, Garley.
You know, the grilled cheese ain't what it used to be, though. There's a problem.
What's the problem?
Their grilled cheese, I don't know. They're using some sort of oil byproduct. It's a petroleum thing. It ain't cheese.
Probably one of them. I can't believe it's not whatever the hell they call that stuff, but it ain't. Whatever it is, the only way to make
it
a grilled cheese sandwich is with butter.
Exactly.
You fry that butter up until it's black.
That's
and then you slap that grilled cheese sandwich in the skillet.
Yeah.
And you turn it over till it's crunchy.
Oh, see, you're making my mouth
And
water.
You use some American cheese.
Yeah.
What's wrong with American cheese?
Real.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, there's some pressure on the herd was making them with brie. Can you imagine French cheese? God almighty.
That's not an American
201-266-7919.
What's that, a phone number?
You can make a last-minute pledge for the old codger.
Oh, yeah, give us a call.
WFMU, the fundraiser marathon. The old codger will be back in a few weeks to let me do my show full-time, you know, for 2.5 hours of glorious 78, and none of that
like
big
that.
Band crap. Oh, I will destroy every big band record I ever come across.
You know, I don't listen to this station otherwise. It stinks. It's a bunch of crap.
I know.
And who are these guys there? Who are these guys, the Flaming Lips, anyway?
I don't know. I hear these.
I'll give you a Flaming Lip. Come over here.
Save it for the Goily with a red lipstick on.
What the hell is... Look at this. A dog-faced Hermans. How the hell they get...
Sleepyhead.
Necker Normal. Where the hell they get the name for these gropes?
Come on.
Remember the Wolverines?
I remember them. Yeah.
What a great name that was.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the Mountain City Blue Blowers?
Yeah. Howlin' Wolf.
Fred's wearing it as Pennsylvania.
Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters. Remember
nowadays, Flamin' Lips.
Yeah,
what kind
Flamin'
of,
Lips.
What kind of crap is that? Jeez.
I'm getting ill. Happens when you hang around this place too long. Let's get out of here, okay?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Where's that Irwin character?
Bring him in. He's in the other room. He didn't want to listen
yeah,
to this
Irwin
stuff.
Bring Irwin in.
Yeah, bring him back.
Bring him in.
Boy or something. Where's the old catcher? Be back.
Hey, Irwin.
What?
Jake.
Yeah, get him in here.
You fool.
Young fool. So, Rummy.
We don't want you.
What do you want?
Right, I
want
to thank my buddies, my old cronies, Rummy, Delbarton.
Hey, Courtney, I was glad to do it. Glad to do it. Glad to knock some
and
sense into these kids' heads.
Yeah, Chester Butler.
You know, you're an ugly bastard, but I love you.
Too.
You know that.
Chester, I got this Squirrely's phone number, and this other one ain't so bad either.
We call Chester Red. You know, Red, never figured out you got black hair. How come they call you Red?
Would you like to see?
Hey,
Squirrely.
He used to belong
here.
To the IWW years ago. He was a labor organizer, so they call him Red. And Charlie Reznikoff. Bixie,
stand up, take a bow, Charlie.
Yeah, he's
give him a hand, kid. Oh, hey, he's the only one that's quiet.
Go over to the piano.
He's the only one of us with any manners.
Go over to the piano, Bixie. See, tell him what you can do.
What can I do?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he can walk still.
Yeah.
Go on.
Listen
here.
To Charlie play the... That's right, listen to that. Scott Joplin. That's really great.
Go ahead, put that on the vinyl.
That's really great.
Put that on CD.
Himself. Hey, he hurt himself doing that.
Yeah,
he's not walking so good.
Oh, just give him another hit of that stuff. He'll be fine.
Give him some more of that water.
Here's the flask.
Okay, Irwin will be coming back here, WFMU, And maybe the phones have stopped ringing. I don't understand.
Jesus, what's going on? They're fascinated here by this whole thing.
Well, you know, a lot of my listeners go to bed early.
There's a good reason for that.
Yeah, maybe they disconnect their phones, too, after 10 o'clock.
Why don't we call them? Why don't we call them? That's an idea.
Yeah, oh, we could try that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try calling some of
Call somebody. Yeah, let's get some action here on
GWA
those phones.
GWA members. We got the membership list. Yeah. We might just call some of them. You stay tuned for the old Pat Irwin program.
Hey, Courtney, that's not those bastard Irwin. He's taking the microphone away. Hey, what are you doing, you joint? Come here. Hey, leave that alone.
Get out of here, you guys. Just get out.
Hey, come on. Leave the guy alone.
You're supposed to be off at 11:15.
Oh, we're having fun, man. We're having fun.
Go to the Harris Diner.
We had fun at the Harris Diner. They threw us out.
Hey, I'll have a hit of that flask, though. It's that water in here. Water.
It's that special water you like so much.
Well, no one cares when you're old.
Back to regular programming here. 201-266. Yeah. What's just water in here?
Yeah, it's water.
Say, Oiving. I want you to know you're a swell kid for letting Courtney come in and do this every once in a while.
Water.
You like that water? That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
90 proof water.
Ah, there goes that phone.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway.
201-266-7911.
Your old pal will be here until midnight, and Diane's kamikaze fun machine will be in as the FMU marathon continues.
All right, I'm leaving. All right, Ken Friedman's telling me to go. All right.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw